of the time are on cardboard on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back.
We're back, second hour of the National Intel Report. I'm your host, John Stettmiller, riding shotgun with me, Ron McDonald, on this 23rd day of March, 2015. And, Mike, are you still there?
Yeah, I couldn't tell whether you blew me off with the commercial or not.
Pretty much. I had to ask Dan if you were still online.
Well, we are.
Okay. What I'm getting around to here, I mean, people are full of fear, and I want them to stop it. Just stop it. I'm getting real sick and tired of people running from their own shadows.
Well, a lot of people are not running. They're just waiting to use the sledgehammer and going to be quietly ready to do it.
Yeah, and do you think we're actually going to win when that time comes, when everybody's too busy hiding right now?
Well, that depends on the value and the understanding that you put on life and death and a lot of, we'll say, esoteric philosophies of why are you here? Who the hell are you? What are you doing? And so on. Bottom line is, at my point in life, I'm not too concerned about being dead, and if they really are that aggressive, well, I'm sure that one or two will enjoy the travel with me.
All right. You had several points you wanted to go over. Do you want to go over those, Mike, or not?
Well, we can do it fairly quickly. I guess the other thing that was brought up is what you have talked to Ron Klass, and I've always entertained that people don't understand the real definition of firearms, and if you're stopped and asked if you have a firearm, well, I don't have a firearm. I don't own any.
No, the cops have already scanned your car, and they know you have one, and they know exactly where it's at.
Well, what particular technology would give you that information? Do you know what that is?
I don't know, but the Round Rock cops certainly have it. And when there was a call that was made on me, I wasn't even in my car. They said, well, we understand you got a gun in the car. And I go, really? He goes, yeah, we can tell.
Well, that would say that we're getting down to being able, with some sort of RF sweeping technology, that we can get a ring back on all the elements within your car, because there is a, for each what we call solid state element, there is a signature frequency, I'm understanding, but I still haven't been able to read that technology in detail, just the implication.
Yeah. Well, point being, is I didn't respond to their question. I just looked at them. And it's like, yeah, okay.
Well, I liked your article that the Texas so-called government is said, okay, for students on campus to be carrying weapons, I think they should be. I think all the schools should be, and take down the stupid signs that says we don't have any weapons.
Well, the only problem I have, you've got to get special permission. See, the whole point of owning firearms and being able to carry them wherever you go, well, it's anonymous.
Well, that's true, too.
Yeah.
But that irritation also I have to list. I have an irritation that I don't own my truck and I don't own any property that I have if I don't pay the county mafia tax.
Which is revocable. You know, this is one of these permissions that are given, and if you don't play by exactly the rules, you violate another rule someplace that you can lose your concealed weapon carry, and then you're prohibited from ever carrying firearms, whether it's permitted or not.
Yeah, well, as long as they use the term firearms, you're not in violation of anything when it comes down to going to a court, if you could go to a just, real court.
All right, Mike, are you going to get around to the firearm thing about the definition of that, or no?
Oh, well, you talked to Ron Class. Did you not remember what he said?
Rod Class. That's Rod, not
Rod.
Ron.
Yeah, I keep naming him Ron, but yes, it is,
yeah.
Rod Class. That is correct. The definition of firearms is a rifle or shotgun who has a barrel length less than 26 inches, a silencer, and a machine gun. And that's it. I don't have anything like that. I like silencers because I have peculiar neighbors that have ear problems if they hear a discharge of a, should we say, alleged firearm.
Go ahead, Mike. Mike, where did you get your definition?
From Rod Class.
Yeah, well, he must have emphasized the authority for it. Do you know where he got his information?
There's several acts. I think one of them was the Smith Act that he referred to, and we're talking about early 1900s. But there's several acts that he's recited. He's got over 900 MP3 downloadable files that you can go through.
Well, I do know that the courts have it law by making determinations on a gun, whether a gun was used in a robbery or a firearm is used in a robbery, and declaring those weapons outside of what you've just stated as firearms. So,
well, that's correct, and they're incorrect because that's where Ron has made, or excuse me, say Rod has made his major success. He's just gotten off. He was successful all the way up into the Supreme Court. And he was right all the way. And they first wanted to do a plea bargain against him and make him agree, or they were going to give him 21 years in jail. And you'd have to listen to his last few files, which is on TalkShoe, or if you just get on and Google Rod Class and go to the TalkShoe site, and pick up with the latest, which is a 900, and back down in those audio files, you'll catch up to what I'm talking about.
I wished I had the time to do that. I really do, Mike. Thanks for your call. You notice I'm a little irritated today. Do you get that sense?
I was wanting to come out of you because I knew exactly what was going on there.
I get that. You know, yeah. let me just ask a basic question, and it's a rhetorical question. I don't need people calling me on the show today to answer a rhetorical question. Let me ask you this. Do you think I'm more dangerous than somebody that gives crap to a city council or gets in an argument with his neighbor? Do you think the government knows who the hell I am and what I do? The answer to that is an obvious yes. If you log into the computer to listen to this network, my God, the NSA might know who you are. If you call into the network, my God, they've got your phone number now. The whole point of this, folks, is to make more of us than them. And we got people dancing around in the shadows going, well, I don't want them to identify me. I don't want to. Then that means you're not walking and talking. You're not doing what you should be doing as an American because you're too busy doing the Texas two-step. Do you get what I'm saying? Maybe they don't.
No, I think they do. I think they do. It's, you know, again, I start off the book with if you're not willing to die for your principles, you just don't have any.
You don't have a life. If you're principled and you will not stand up for them, then you don't have a life. Not the one that you choose to live the way that you choose to live your life. And that is a compromise. This is the basic question I asked last hour. How much more are people willing to give up? And just maybe somebody will have the courage. I can remember my mother when she hated cats. And I finally got out of her why she hated cats. Well, when she was a little girl, a feral cat had kittens in her basement. And it was in the corner of the basement. And when she approached the cat didn't like it, and it jumped at her. That was my mother's reasoning for not liking cats for all of those years. Until I made her understand that, look, that was a wild, feral cat. You were getting close to its babies, and it was just protecting, just as you, mother dear, if somebody got close to one of your babies and you didn't want them to be there, what would you do? You'd be doing your Italian, you know, dance on their head. So shortly afterwards, we got a cat. But the point of it was that, you know, how are people going to react when they're finally painted into that corner and they have no other option but to jump, to leap? And the point of this whole exercise is to get people to join in, to educate themselves about their government and what the function of it's supposed to be, what our role in this whole thing is supposed to be. It's one of education. So how the hell... have you ever seen a college professor that hides behind his lectern because he doesn't want the students to see who he is? No. He's up there doing a job. He speaks freely and openly to the body assembled. He's not afraid. Well, maybe a lot of the little commies in the university should be afraid, but they're not. They're well protected, but you see my point. That if you've got something to say, if you're going to equivocate and you're going to, you know, I'm afraid, well then just die. Get it over with and just die today. If you can't live the life that you want to lead, just get it over with. Shuffle off the mortal coil.
You know, as you're speaking, I'm thinking back to the history of this country and those who pursued to make a living and raise their children out west and would have to fight with Indians and protect their own properties. And you would say, well, they had courage. But everyone at that time, most everyone had courage, even to my dad's generation. I mean, he'd sooner pick a fight with you as to look at you. There was no fear for most people. They understood that they owned the spot they were living on, and they defended it.
Yeah.
But today, where's that courage? Where's that, and especially for men, where's the courage? Do we have to go to the bikers, and do we have to go to those that have crime as their means of making money? That's one comment I made before, and that is the true issue of a criminal that is most, in my opinion, most likable is his courage to do that which is against society. I mean, he has a backbone to do that. I'm not saying that the crime is good, but certainly if all had that same type of courage, wow, what a country this be.
Well, and if people, and folks, I'm not saying that there's not a fear factor, but doesn't the fear, the love of life, of leading your own life, of being truly a free person, doesn't that override the fear? I mean, if anybody that's ever jumped in a foxhole told you he was never scared, he's a damn liar. You know, I mean, Rambo was only on the screen. I hate to tell you this. And there are some psychotics out there in uniform that, hell, they aren't afraid. They're like little killer robots. No, I get that. But the average person, I'm not saying that fear is not a factor. But that's like anything else. You have to overcome that. And you do that with logic and reason.
Yeah.
TJ in Georgia. Hello, TJ.
Hello, John. Hi. And happy Ron Day.
There you go.
I proudly live in Woodstock, Georgia with firearms, and I'd like to talk about Kennesaw, which is two towns over, but first...
Thank you. From Woodstock, you're TJ in Woodstock, Georgia. How the hell are you? This is John Statler from Round Rock, Texas. You want my address?
No, I can get that online.
Okay.
And you could probably get mine online. I probably could.
And do you think the government has both of our addresses if they... I think they do.
Yes, sir, they do. I know for a fact the state of Georgia does mine.
That's okay. I know where they're at, too. So where are you?
Yes, sir. I'd like to get to talk about Kennesaw, but first I'd like to talk about how not bright it would be to lie to a cop about having a firearm in your car, because it is listed going all the way back to matchlocks, flintlocks. Those are firearms.
Well, and okay. You know what I'm not going to do with some hand-picked, below-average, shiny badge guy with a gun, and I'm going to play word semantics with him.
Yes, sir.
That ain't going to fly.
Mm-hmm.
Anyhow.
There's not a judge in the land that's going to let you make an argument about a gun that uses propellant to fire a projectile. Okay? I mean, that's not real bright. But anyway, on a brighter note, I live in Woodstock, Georgia, as I told you before, and I'm about two towns over from Kennesaw, which, as a crow flies, probably about 5.5-6 miles.
Okay.
And if you look up the FBI stats, when they introduce that ordinance, and really they don't enforce it, but when they introduced it, crime fell almost 50%. It's a town of about 33,000 people. And in 1 year alone, okay, there were 774 crimes. And they're talking about crimes like you kick someone or there's hand-to-hand combat. And we're talking about a little city surrounded by all kinds of big cities like Marietta, Georgia. So the stats do not lie. So
let me ask you this.
Yes, sir.
TJ, when was the last time somebody was murdered in Kennesaw?
In the last 25 years, John, there has been one murder in Kennesaw in 25 years. Wow.
And look at all the firearms they got around there, and there ain't dead and stinking bodies laying around in the streets. I'm just amazed.
No, sir. In Marietta, Georgia, which is about 60,000 people. Now, you got to get it. You have to realize it's up the I-75 corridor north of Atlanta, so it's like subdivision after subdivision, houses after houses. It's just like one city, like almost like a metroplex like y'all have
right
around Dallas area. So it's not like a little country town. It's 33,000 people surrounded by 500,000 people. And, I looked and I tried looking in several different areas, and I even went to the FBI website. No home invasions. Yes, sir, there were burglaries, but I did not find home invasions in Kennesaw. Which a home invasion is when you are at home, they come in, you're violently abused and all that.
You know, I'm familiar with Georgia. I used to live on Tybee Island. You know where that's at, east of Savannah.
Yes, sir, it's beautiful.
Yeah.
I don't know why you'd ever leave that, but...
Well, it's a long story that I dare not go into on today's program. But I understand, and I've gone a lot of different places in Georgia, and I understand the mindset down there. A beautiful state, a lot of wonderful people, but I also discovered something else. There's a lot of wonderful people down there that, you know, there's some good old boys down there that, you know, you just don't tell them why, what, where, for, and how, and expect to walk away with your noggin still attached to your shoulders. You just don't do it. And these are the people, TJ, that I'm looking toward to stand up rather than equivocate and be afraid. Hang on a second, TJ. Let's take the 3-minute break. 800-313-9443. We'll be right back. Ron McDonald, I'm your host, John Statler. This is the National Intel Report, and I'm a little pissed off today, if you haven't noticed.
Your money. What is it worth today? A $100 bill in 1913 is worth only $2 today. So now, your money is just about worthless, and the Fed will continue printing more and more of it. But what if you could turn it around, $1 at a time, and make your money worth more than it is now? How? By acquiring gold before your paper money is totally worthless. But how can you afford gold at today's prices? By buying it 1 gram at a time. And this is so important because gold is the future. For as little as $65, you can begin trading your almost worthless currency for something real, something you can hold. Carat bars, which keep their value, can be stored securely and are easily accessible, just like a savings account, but a savings account backed by your gold. Carat Bars International, a savings account you can count on. For more information, please click on the Carat Bars banner ad at republicbroadcasting.org. Again, that's the Carat Bars banner ad at republicbroadcasting.org. And start saving now.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system. Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Order today at 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org.
The financial collapse of the United States is a mathematical certainty. There's no doubt about it. U.S. Air Force Captain and author John Reagan will explain why this will happen and what you need to do about it right now. We're not trying to scare you, but the collapse is coming. This and 150 seminars and exhibits are included in your pass. $8 online and $10 a day at the door, Saturday and Sunday, March 28 and 29 at the Get Prepared Expo, Cowan Civic Center, Lebanon, Missouri. GetPreparedExpo.com. Ladies, for $450, you can buy a brand new AR-15 rifle kit at the Get Prepared Expo. Because this AR-15 is a kit, there's no paperwork and no registrations required. It's totally private and all 100% legal. AR-15 kits and seminars on how to assemble them. 150 seminars and exhibits, $8 online, $10 at the door. AR-15 kits, $450 at the GetPreparedExpo.com. Saturday and Sunday, March 28th and 29th, Cowan Civic Center, Lebanon, Missouri.
Whew, nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead, pull the trigger.
All right, we are back. TJ, you still with us?
Yes, sir, I am.
All right, anything else?
I would just like to add just one small thing that I am TJ from Woodstock, Georgia. I have lots of firearms, and I approve this message. Thank you, John.
Thank you, TJ. That's the spirit.
Yeah, that is the spirit.
That's the spirit. My God. You know, the South should have won, but we didn't. But, you know, by the way, I saw Judge Napolitano on Fox News today. And let me think of the organization's name. Let me see if I can pull up the story. But anyhow, on personalized license plates, Sons of the Confederacy or something like that here in Texas, that they want the ability to get plates from the state of Texas that has that little special thing. And Napolitano was dancing all around the subject. Whether it's, it's probably going to go to the Supreme Court. Yeah. Okay, it's a vanity plate. It could be classified as a vanity plate. Well, and there might be a problem because other people want things on their plates and this, that, and the other. Okay, well, fine. But he danced all around, and I was waiting for it. He never broached it. The license plate on a car. And who owns that car? You pay for those tags, but are those tags really yours? Or do they belong to the state? Or a better question that I think Chris in California alluded to was, who really owns that car? Who really owns that car? So, of course, the good judge didn't want to tread into that area. You know, you get the privilege of paying for it, and you get the privilege of driving it using the privilege of their licensure, as long as you don't break any rules, and if you do, well, then you're heavily fined, or you're told you can't enjoy the roadways anymore because you've been a bad person. You know, I don't think that they did that when we were all on horseback in drawn carriages. But he danced all around the issue. And I was waiting, and Judgey-Wudgey, he didn't go there. Because it would be very simple just to pose the question, okay, well, in any respective state, who really owns that car? And because you pay for that car, do you think it's yours? Or if you pay for that license plate, do you think it's yours? Or is that damn thing registered with the state and they're putting it up as an asset of the state?
You know, one of the things on the pink slip is always that it's like a pissing pole. Excuse that language, but that's exactly what it is. Where it says owner, that which is on top is the actual owner. Anything on top of that or goes below that is not. And if you see owner, you'll see the seal of your state right there. And they're telling you right up front, they own the car. This is why when you get pulled over for a DUI on the highway, even though the vehicle's off the shoulder, they have a right to take that car. Before 1933, they had to go through court to prove the right to take that car. So everything is toppled.
Whoa. Your Skype is just doing some weird stuff. You just said something and it went, woo, woo, woo.
Wow.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Do you have any open programs running on that computer right now?
No, I don't. I don't.
Okay, you must be being scrunched. How's your internet feed there?
Looks good.
Yeah.
Looking real good. Is it still doing it?
No, not now.
Was I censored or what?
I don't know. That's what it sounded like. It sounded exactly like that. Yeah. Oh, man. 800-313-9443. I guess nobody wants to talk about anything. Yeah. Yeah, John's pissed off today. I think I'll just...
Yeah, let's your anger management now.
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you, there's a cure for my anger. It's not as easy as taking an aspirin. Just restore the constitutionally limited republic, and I'll be happy. I won't be pissed off anymore. There'd be no need to go into debt trying to run a radio network. There'd be no need for it, would there?
Not at all.
Yeah, but here we sit.
Well, you probably brought up one of the most important points ever raised on radio, and that is the courage factor of the American people. We're weaned not to get up and talk in front of people in the classroom. The teacher makes us sit still and things of that nature, so we can't do all these things.
Hmm.
I'll get into it.
All right. Let's take the break. 800-313-9443. We've got a half hour left in the program, folks. Did I intimidate you in not calling today because John's in a little pissy mood? It's kind of like bug repellent. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com, and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology, all while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureEffect Ultra today by visiting PureEffectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureEffectFilters.com.
Americans are reeling from Obamacare, higher prices, and an epidemic of policy lapses. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com has you covered. World-class medical and surgery at one of Asia's most modern hospitals. 300 doctors, surgeons, and dentists serving 300,000 patients a year. Fractions of U.S. prices. Friends or family forced to go out of pocket? Avoid bankruptcy. Tell them to run. Run like hell. Hit us up now. We'll show you how. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Extendivite really works. Here is what people are saying.
Well, I had a problem with breathing. When I stopped to do some walking, I had a problem. I had a heart attack, my second one. I take this pill, and I feel great.
I had 3 bypass 10 years ago, and I was in bed almost 24 hours a day. Painkillers out of this world. I started taking this. I'm down to almost no painkillers at all, and it helped my circulation 100%. My medical doctor, and I went to see him, and he could not believe it. There's no way it went down that fast. He could not believe it. I showed him what I was taking. He said, don't stop taking it. I wouldn't do without it. It's unbelievable.
To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with
Dr. Joel Wallach, author of the famous health lecture, Dead Doctors Don't Lie, presents his newest book, Epigenetics. Epigenetics is required reading for the very survival of Americans, and yes, all of humanity. Modern man has bet on the wrong horse to save them from disease and pestilence. The medical system has failed us fearfully. Join the health revolution. Buy Epigenetics today and receive a free membership to purchase all the products that Dr. Joel Wallach formulated at wholesale prices and receive a free CD of Dead Doctors Don't Lie. All this for only $25 plus shipping and handling. Call 888-311-4311. That's 888-311-4311. Again, that's just $25 plus shipping and handling. And you'll receive the new book, Epigenetics, a free membership and a free CD of Dead Doctors Don't Lie. Call 888-311-4311. That's 888-311-4311.
We are back. Well, we got some people that aren't afraid of the big bad wolf. By the way, before we went to break, I didn't mean to imply that people are pests and all they have to do is get angry at them to make them not call. <That's> when I said that, I looked at Dan. Dan looked at me and I went, oh, well, we're into break now. I can't clean that one up until 3 minutes. So, oh, gosh. No, and you could never get angry at a mosquito and keep him from biting. You got to smack the little bugger. Yeah, jeez. Jesse in Utah. Hello, Jesse.
How you doing, John?
Hi.
I listened to your show on Friday on the archives today.
Okay.
And it got me kind of thinking, you know, just to express my opinion.
Okay.
First of all, I want to say I am not scared, definitely not. But at the same time, you know, I have kids, and I think about them as far as, you know, how far do you go before you put your kids in danger?
Okay. Now, Jesse, it started out well. Now it's going downhill.
Well, I'm sorry. I'm just, you know, just in my mind, this is what stuff I think about, you know.
Well, I got a big family. Yeah, Jesse, I've had these kind of conversations with people for the last 2 decades. And I'm not beating up on you. I'm just saying that when we start equivocating and we start offering ourselves reasons, You know, isn't this for our children, Jesse?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. So you're not afraid if it involves you, but you're afraid because now you're a family man and you have kids. I'm afraid for your children.
I'm not saying I'm afraid. You know, I'm active, and everybody around me knows, you know, I try to spread the truth as much as I can, and, you know, I do what I can. But I'm saying when it comes to that, you know, the point of, you know, okay, on to what I was going to say, and it'll kind of tie into that. Okay. But, you know, listening to RBN for a long time, one thing I've figured out is these powers that be, whoever they are, I mean, we know some names, but they've infiltrated our country a long time ago. And when they say people like us are enemies of the state, they're damn well right, because our government right now is not the government that we were taught it was. And it absolutely is not. And we all know they're a totally different jurisdiction. The Constitution is nothing to them. And I think if we're going to take a step and take care of our problem right now, that we need to go back to a constitutional republic, it's going to be a big ass step, and we're going to have to, you know what I'm saying? I mean, it's going to be.
It may get a little uncomfortable, and it may get a little messy, and it might get a little tense or terse at times, but here's the opposite. Here's the other side of that sword. If we do nothing and we do not yield or wield the sword of truth, and swing it over their scrawny little necks like the sword of Damocles, where do you think we're going to end up?
Absolutely. And honestly, I think enough people know deep down that something's wrong, and we all know, you know, there's sheeple out there. I call it, you know, I'm from the country. I call it the city mentality. And you want to talk about a community and communism, and that's what the city is to me. Mm-hmm. And I think a lot of the sheeple are there, and you take polls and stuff, and they're coming out of where all those people are. There's a lot of people out there that know. They know something's wrong. They know something's coming. And I honestly think it's going to take, you know, the big whatever it's going to be that they do, because we know whatever's going to happen, it's going to be what they want to happen. But that's when people are going to step up. That's when you're going to see people, you know, show their strong side, because, you know, right now, it's, you know, heck, you do anything, you can go to jail, you know, and what do I do if I'm not working? My family, you know, goes to shambles, and, I mean, there's a lot of things I would love to do. Hell, if I would have done it over again, my kids wouldn't have birth certificates, you know, but I didn't know better then,
yeah.
You know?
No, I mean, life is a wonderful learning experience, and just about the time that you learn everything that you think you need to know, it's time to shuffle off the mortal coil. But see, this is where the children come in. This is what all of what we learn, we pass on to them.
Absolutely.
Right? And they,
you know, yeah. That's thankful to you guys. I know a lot more. I know things that I can, you know, study. I'm going to order that Red Amendment and study that and make my kids study it, because that's what needs to happen. We need to spread the truth, and it needs to be passed down. And it's just going to take time. It's a trickle effect, and I think it's going to spread. But like I said, it's going to take something big for the big step to happen.
Well, but along the way, and here's the problem, what I'm starting to see is people factioning off or just withdrawing. And we're not going to win anything. And if people are banking on, well, you know, the cornered cat scenario, you know, when that happens, you know, we're going to find out what? What are we going to find out? We're going to find out if we got a ghost chance in hell, or we're going to be dying for, well, I won't say nothing, because fighting as a free man for your right to exist unmolested is, I would think, one of the highest priorities of men in this country, or I would think it should be. But if you cannot conduct your affairs and live your life the way you want to, following the common law principle, do no harm to anybody else. You don't steal or rob from them or do all that other stuff. Nobody's got a claim on you. Well, now we've elevated that to the state status that, well, now the state can declare you any damn thing that it wants to and treat you accordingly. Whoops. That's why I'm asking that question, Jesse. I'm not giving up one more square inch of nothing. Not one more. Hey, I've got loaded phones. I thank you for your call, sir. Anything else you want to throw in the mix?
Just support RBN all you can, and I appreciate you guys very much.
Well, and I appreciate you being out there. And it is for our children, friends, and ladies and gentlemen. I mean, it really is.
You know, I do have fears, too, for my family. But I always think in what I see is happening in this country, I can see them pulling Americans out of their homes and shooting them for noncompliance. I see that. And my whole family is behind me, even my grandchildren. They're behind me. It's either we all survive or none of us will.
By the way, we had the Black Panthers with the Huey P. Newton Gun Club called for the death of police officers Monday during an open carry march at the South by Southwest Festival. Yeah, let's go kill cops.
Yes.
These organizations, according to a press release, the group also referred to as an armed United Front. Oh, God. Is composed of multiple black organizations, including Black Lives Matter, a movement funded heavily by billionaire George Soros. Sorry, George, we had to blow the whistle on you. Black Lives Matter protesters also made similar statements last December in New York when chants such as, "What do we want? Dead cops." Deck the halls with rows of dead cops. Yeah. You don't think this is controlled opposition? Seriously? You moron? Yeah, let's go kill the cops and see what happens to you. They're running around down here in Austin with arms, rifles displayed, chanting kill cops. Really? And that's going to solve what the problem here is in this country, is killing a cop. By the way, haven't you heard? There was no hands in the air, don't shoot me, up in Ferguson, Missouri. Did you get that? And if I'm going to be more acceptable and tolerant of oversized Hueys that want to steal, you're barking up the wrong tree, my friend. And I got enough ammo, whoever I've got to protect myself against, I can guarantee you I'm a better shot than you are, you damn fool. Boy, they haven't learned anything, have they? Not a damn thing. I'm not in a mood to launch down that path today. I'd be saying stuff right now, the ACLU would be climbing up my backside sideways. Dan in Missouri. Hello, Dan. I'm sorry, TJ. I skipped TJ in the UK. Hello, TJ.
TJ, yeah, how you doing?
Hey.
Good evening to you.
Hi.
I'm with you totally. People are walking around in a sedated trance. You said about registration and ownership to a car. In the UK, there is no proper title to ownership of a car. I have my logbook here in front of me. You're not even allowed to be called the owner of a car. You're a registered keeper.
Right? Oh, geez, TJ. You're kidding.
I'll fax this to you tomorrow. And they've now abolished the tax disc. You still pay the car tax, but it goes on a computer. But they don't allow you to have a disc on the car anymore.
You know, I have anything. TG, I have learned more through the machinations of Wheeler Dealers, a British-produced show, and Top Gear than anything else about British law and all the taxes and everything you guys face over there. Man, what has happened to your countrymen?
Well, I sent you a long email on Top Gear. Did you get that?
Yes, I did. I read it.
Okay, you can deal with that another time.
Yeah.
That's absolutely dominating the pages of the Daily Mail. Every move that Clarkson makes, they treat him like Churchill now.
Well, wait a minute. We had Cameron coming out the other day and saying that my children love Top Gear. I don't want that show going any place. So what's the current situation with old Jeremy over there right now? Is the BBC going to relent?
Well, they absolutely have themselves pinned against the wall of this one.
I guess so.
Everybody, you watch the show, you know what Clarkson's like. He is not politically correct. He says it like it is. But if they kill this show, they earn £50 million a year off the show. a £50 million earns profit for the BBC. And I reckon what happens is that the group, there's a quad of people who make the show. Jeremy Clarkson, James May, and Richard Hammond. But the producer is Andy Willman. He's been there from the beginning. He went to school with Clarkson. But I think they'll walk, and the BBC will left owning an empty shell of a name called Top Gear.
Well, and how easy it would... what's the other big company over there? IFC or something like that?
ITV, Channel 4, well, Murdoch, the only other company... BBC, the BBC dominates 67% of all radio TV in the UK here. That's it. Murdoch owns Sky, but that's on your pay to view for everybody.
Okay.
But ITV and Channel 4 are...
Is ITV making any noises about picking up the show?
It'll probably be Channel 4 because they're more radical. ITV is, they may do. But the way it is with Clarkson and those, that show is so big. They, as a group of four, Clarkson, Willman, and the rest of them, they can go anywhere in the world with that show. But they
there's 150 million people worldwide that watch the damn thing.
400 million.
400 million. I'm sorry. They're more popular they're more popular than the Beatles, then.
I'll give you some other figures just briefly about TV that you know about. The BBC main Newsnight program, which is on right now, it's the main review of the day, and it's a pretty serious program. It's deadly serious, and it's fairly good. They're struggling to maintain 600,000 viewers from a population of 60 million. Max Kaiser has 20 million viewers on his program on Russia Today, and it's a cracking financial program.
Yeah.
Russia Today has 700 million viewers. Got it?
Are they getting the idea over there that the politically correct stuff, the social engineering programming, the absolute dribble is not working?
Well, on Paul Craig Roberts' site, I read all your site tonight, and I read Paul Craig Roberts. He has a cracking piece on the BBC news license, TV license, which is now really a hot issue of the day. Considering all the scandals in the BBC, it's £154 a year to illegally look at TV here in the UK.
That's another thing that people in America don't understand. We still have what they call free TV. But over there, you are taxed to watch the telly.
Oh, yeah, and you can be brought to court and fined if you don't have one. But believe it or not, in this little town in Wales, you know where I live, I'll give you my address, Llandog. A certain colleague of mine has bust that wide open. Capita, there's a company called Capita, or the shadow company who runs the BBC. They're American multinational. They run the personnel. They run the accounts. They run the courts in the UK as well, by the way. They're the clerks of the court, really. They do all the transcribing. And they have a massive grip on this operation. And they own the rights to collect the TV license, called TV licensing, collected by Capita. Would you believe that? And they collect $5.7 billion a year converted to dollars. That's what the BBC are given upfront, cash on the counter. Now go and run a TV station. Wouldn't you like that every year, John?
Yeah. Oh boy, I'd transform the media in this country. I guarantee you that. Hey, TJ, I've got a large bank of callers. Evidently, I touched some nerves today. Any other finer points you want to bring up?
Just be when I know you've a thousand things to do. Trans-Pacific Partnership. You need to do a program on that. I'm going to write you on that one as well. Okay.
I will certainly look at it and certainly do it. Thank you, TJ.
Thanks a lot. Thank you.
And thank you for the donation, by the way, to the network. Here's a guy living in England. He's got to pay £147 just for the pleasure of watching the propaganda. Here we can still get the propaganda free. Well, for the time being. Dan in Missouri. Hello, Dan.
Yeah.
Hi.
I'm going to have the pleasure of seeing you and shaking your hand at the expo this weekend.
Okay.
But right now, I came across something you might find appropriate. You mentioned the word political correctness. Have you ran across the, I guess it's a recent email, it's a definition of political correctness that was... done by a student at the Bond University in Australia. Have you heard that yet?
No, I have not.
It's amazing. See what you think of it. Pretty quick. The winning student wrote, "Political correctness is a doctrine fostered by a delusional, illogical minority and promoted by mainstream media, which hold forth the premise that it is entirely possible to pick up a piece of dung by the clean end.
That just about sums it up, doesn't it?
Well, I thought that fit, and that was probably one of the most brilliant things I've heard recently with the English language. So, I thought you guys might appreciate that. I'll have a copy of that for you at the expo.
Okay, thanks, Dan. I appreciate it.
Hey, thank you.
All right, looking forward to it. Thomas in Florida. Hello, Thomas. Hello, Thomas.
Hello.
Hi.
Hello. I just wanted to comment on, you guys are talking about Georgia and car registration, who owns your car and whatnot. There was a guy several years ago, I do believe he's deceased, he was a state rep of some form, a guy named Bobby Franklin, I think. And he was quite a libertarian, I believe. Anyhow, he proposed, you know, people not have any license plates on their car. And, of course, he was brought on some kind of mainstream morning news show to make fun of him. And I think it was a lady asked him, so you think we shouldn't have plates on our cars, huh? And she said, how will we know who you are? And, of course, he looked at her, and he was quick. He said, well, why do you have to know who I am? And like I say, I've likened the license plate as a slave bracelet. It's nothing more than your slave bracelet.
Well, and just from an economic point of view, you know, I mean, why do you have to keep renewing your plates every year?
Yeah.
Why aren't cars, if that is to identify you, then why is not a plate issued with the car in whatever state that you buy it, and that's permanently with that car until it dies? Or you do.
Exactly. Well, the other thing I was going to say is, you know, there's a sea of people out there that really don't have much knowledge. I mean, they're not anything close to the RBN listeners, but it's going to take a common spark to get everything going. Wouldn't it be interesting if somebody could start some kind of a rally or a program where you could explain to the average Joe, and he'd be able to understand it, that, hey, you don't own your car, the state owns it. And wouldn't it be nice to take the plate off your car en masse, the whole country, and throw them in the garbage and hit the streets and see what they're going to do? Of course, obviously, the authorities would be able to do nothing, and that would be the thin end of the wedge. That would be the beginning of them understanding just how powerful they were as a group. I know it sounds sort of juvenile, and it sounds sort of simplistic, but wouldn't it be interesting if that would happen one day?
No, I agree. I actually proposed that years ago.
Yeah.
If the were to wake up sane one day and each of them started taking license plates off theirs and other vehicles.
In the financial burden to the average Joe, the financial burden would be instantly eased off the average person. No matter what he understands, at whatever level of politics or whatever, he'd go, hey, I'm free. Money.
Yes.
Well, at least I don't have a plate on my car. Hey, I got to keep moving here.
Yes, okay.
All right, hey, thanks a lot. I appreciate it.
All right.
How do I refresh this stupid thing? You got to do it on your end. Oh, okay, never mind. Wayne in Texas. Hello, Wayne. Hello, Wayne.
Hello, John.
Hello, Wayne.
Yeah, hey, just want to make a couple comments here. First of all, I might be one of the few people that was disappointed with the Starbucks decision.
You were?
Sure.
Okay, why?
Well, I wanted to get into some good conversations about why George Soros has not been investigated for helping to bus in the protesters in Ferguson to help build those burn those buildings down. I also wanted to start a conversation about the Oklahoma fraternity that got massive coverage, but the mainstream media doesn't cover anything regarding the knockout game black teenagers were doing, or some of the teenagers that were ransacking stores, and some of the videos on the web. I also wanted to talk about Matthew Hegarty, Alexander Burkhart, and Chad Kelsey, who were three young white men who were murdered by black teenagers in various crimes over the last week to 2 weeks. So I wanted to really get that conversation going because I'm sick and tired of the double standard and hypocrisy of some of these politicians and in media, way they cover these stories.
Well, I'll tell you what, Wayne, you may not be able to write stuff on a cup and get into a discussion in a Starbucks, but why don't you email Mr. Schultz?
Absolutely.
There you go.
Yeah, sure thing there. But this, my last comment, John, is, and again, this leads into a lot of stuff with illegal immigration, too, but there are supposedly a lot of national protests this weekend. I think the overpasses group is getting something going, and I think Alipac was trying to get some support too, William Gein, who you've had on your show. And if some folks can start calling in as to where there will be protests, I think a lot of people need to get out this weekend if the weather's bad or good or whatever.
You know what troubles me, Wayne? I wasn't contacted by these people, and they know doggone right well that we're an entity that talks to the people that would participate, but they do such a lousy job at communicating. This is the first I've heard of it.
Yeah, that's it disappoints me too, John, because you're the best as far as getting this information out and helping to stir up some real fire in people to get on the streets. Because I'll be out there. I'm gonna find somewhere this weekend and get my placards out and do what I have to do, and I'm going to make up a flyer with some information on there, and I can say, if you want to hear more or learn more, get to RBN and get educated.
Well, I'll tell you what, the network needs support, but I'll tell you what, our nation is on life support, and we better start garnering the voices and the energy of a lot more people and do it quickly. Wayne, thank you for your call, sir. Frank in North Carolina, we got about a minute and a half, Frank.
Got about how long?
About 90 seconds.
Okay. With regard to the racial issues, the attacks on whites rarely go beyond the local news, no matter how horrific they are. And a lot of attacks on whites are not even reported to the police, because the people don't think the police are going to do anything or can do anything. Those have been going on since I was a kid. I was attacked by blacks a number of times just for being in the wrong place at the wrong time, not doing anything illegal or anything like that. I didn't even call the police or anything. Blacks have been attacking whites on a rampage for generations. It's not talked about in the media, but doesn't fit the narrative. All this, what's going on though, everybody's just chasing their tail. It's just a dog spinning around chasing his tail. If you're not talking about the source of all these problems, it's just I'm not going to say it's a waste of time, but it's a dog chasing the tail. International Jewry, organized Jewry is the problem. You got people like Alex Jones out there saying that the Mormons have infiltrated the military, the government, everything else. He would never say that about Jews. It's a total double standard in the truth movement.
He's got another major problem. His little gated community, little modest hovel that he lives in here in Texas, has gone all over the internet. His house that's valued at, I think, what, $1.2 or $1.4 million. Mr. Jones has got more problems than Mr. Jones is aware of. And I do not know this, but just Google Alex Jones and start reading what's being said about the guy. He's coming to California, by the way. God, that'll give you time to move to Oregon or Washington. Hey, Frank, thanks for your call. I appreciate it. Oh, man. Mon McDonald, thank you.
You lightened up right now.
Yeah, thank you. You've been good therapy for me today. You're a steadying influence, my friend.
I understand your pain.
Yes. And I can't give it to anybody else. I'm stuck with it. Hey, thanks, Ron.
Hey, you're welcome.
All right. Thanks for being here, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you. We will see you tomorrow with another edition of the National Intel Report. Yeah, Jones is more about fear and not about solutions. I want people to quit being